You are listening to The Naked Scientist with Ben Valsler and Helen Scales. So far, we've heard that electric cars have a great deal of potential, but they're held back by the weight, capacity, and the expense of their batteries. So new types of batteries are actually essential to seeing more electric cars on the roads. Dr. Andrew Loynes is the Chief Technology Officer for Atraverda, a company working with the University of Glamorgan, amongst others, and developing a new type of battery. Hi, Andrew. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening, Ben. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's the problem with existing batteries? What's wrong with them?
One of the problems with batteries generally is that it's always some kind of trade-off, either between the operating performance of those batteries and their actual cost. Another issue, of course, is obviously safety. So the more power that you try and condense in a smaller space, then although it will give you more energy, it has the potential, if it isn't controlled properly, to cause issues in terms of safety.
I think we saw this a few years ago with a batch of laptop batteries, which spontaneously combusted.
Indeed. And obviously the lithium battery industry is working extremely hard to get those issues out in the open and to understand the types of processes that they are having to go through in order to build the batteries safely.
And you're developing what is essentially a new type of battery. What's the difference with your battery compared to the ones we've heard about already?
Our battery is an advanced battery based on lead-acid chemistry. So lead-acid is basically safe, it is proven, it's been around for over 100 years, and it is almost 100% recyclable. So for every spent battery, you actually create a new battery out of it. What Atraverda is trying to do is to overcome the issue that people have with lead-acid batteries in that they tend to be bulky and heavy. So what we've done is create what's known as a bipolar battery. And that basically means that we get rid of all the inert heavy lead parts within the battery and put in our proprietary conductive ceramic, which acts as what's known as a bipole. So what happens there is you have the negative active mass and the positive active mass of the battery on the same plate. So it's a far more efficient system.
So it can be much more compact. Lead-acid batteries are what we use in cars at the moment, aren't they? And they are heavy. They're big, chunky things.
Well, absolutely. And as you were talking earlier, what you do have there, however, is a tremendous amount of power. And that's down to the number of lead grids that you have in there creating a very high surface area. So that's what creates that power that you need in order to crank an engine.
And so what's the difference really between these mono and bipolar batteries? Can you get the same power from them?
You certainly can, because you have a much shorter current path. So the plates within a bipolar battery, just like Atraverda's building, are very close, whereas in a conventional product you have quite a tortuous path to get all the energy and the power from the bottom of the grids through all of the lead parts and out of the terminals. So the potential is certainly there to give you a higher power product.
So essentially you can get a great deal more power and a great deal more capacity for the same volume.
Yes, and the principal reason for that is that you're taking a lot of the heavy lead parts out, and therefore you are actually filling the space with more active parts rather than inactive parts simply.
And we've already talked about electric cars today. Is that the sort of place you see these bipolar batteries being put in place?
Yes, it is. It's quite interesting, actually, the whole of the energy storage markets and low-carbon vehicles is obviously becoming a hot topic. But it's interesting that lead-acid batteries have been used in electric vehicles for a long, long time. You did talk earlier on about golf carts, for instance. And in Asia, in parts of the world like China and India, what's known as e-bikes and e-scooters are absolutely booming. And because of the cost benefits of the lead-acid system, they do generally tend to be lead-acid batteries. So those are two areas which we at Atraverda feel that we can really get into, simply because we are basing our battery system, as I said earlier, on a proven chemistry, but also can take out some of the heavy lead and therefore make a smaller, less bulky product.
Well, that sounds really good, and I'm sure you will have inspired a few questions from our listeners as well. So if we can keep hold of you till the end of the show, then we'll see if anybody at home has a question for Andrew. That's Andrew Loynes from Atreverda. Then please send them in to chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.